Could I have your full name, please?
It's Donald Clive, C-L-I-V-E.
All right. And your home address?
Street.
Okay. And the city is?
New Orleans, Louisiana. 70118.
And this parish is?
Orleans Parish.
Where were you born?
Orleans Parish.
Was it within the city?
Yes. Mm-hmm. City of New Orleans, Orleans.
Is the city the entire parish, or are there any unincorporated?
No, the city of New Orleans takes up the entire parish of Orleans.
Let me stop and check the tape. I think that will be all right. Closer to you. Your age?
I'm 53.
And your occupation?
I'm an archivist.
And your religion?
Sort of somewhere between Catholic and Episcopal.
Mm-hmm. I'm an Episcopalian. Tell me about your education. What names of schools that you attended and degrees and so forth?
Well, the first school I attended was Miss Edith Aikens, which was a kindergarten through third grade.
How do you spell the Aikens?
A-I-K-E-N.
Thank you.
And it isn't Aikens, it's Aiken.
Aiken, okay.
Mm-hmm. I was making it possessive when I said Aiken. Mm-hmm. She was one of those gentle ladies of the old South who provided for her need by running a school for small children. I lived across the street. And that's where I went through the third grade. And I went to a public school, Howard Number 2, which was further uptown. I walked up there each day. And then I went to...
What grades was that?
It must have been 4th, 5th, or something like that. Then I went to... McDonough Number 7.
McDonough?
McDonough.
M-C-D-O-N-O-U-G-H.
D-O-N-O-G-H. John, named after John McDonough, the famous benefactor of New Orleans and of Baltimore.
I don't know very much history. So
he was a great landowner here in the early years of the city, and he donated his fortune when he died to the city of New Orleans and the city of Baltimore to found public schools. And so New Orleans has the habit of celebrating what used to be called McDonough Day. And the children would take flowers down and put it on McDonough's statue at Lafayette Square, and then they'd go through and shake the hand of the politician who was mayor at the time, City Hall being right across from Lafayette Square. I think they now call it Founders Day, since they felt that it was unfair to the others who had given some amounts not to include everybody, so they made it a sort of anonymous day. It's a little bit like the local Museum of Fine Arts, Delgado Museum, which is now called the New Orleans Museum of Fine Arts instead of Delgado Museum, because others have contributed and others felt that they weren't getting their fair share. So again, they made the name a sort of anonymous name instead of a particular name. Honor everyone equally.
Well, what grades did you go to McDonough Number 7?
I don't know, the 6th or 7th. Then I went to Newman, Isidore Newman School, which was a private school uptown. And then I went to Fort Jay High School.
What was that, Fort Jay?
Fort Jay. I'll say Fort Jay. A-L-C-E-E and then F-O-R-T-I-E-R.